Does your dad assume every rage bait reel he sees is true? Does your grandmother assume that she's DMing you when she's actually publicly posting on Facebook? Well, today we're going to be reading your older family members' assumptions about the internet and technology, and we're going to be getting into it. And today we're joined by a very special guest, Cal McCraven, aka Funky Frogbait, someone I would call one of the premier internet experts and commentary YouTubers. You know a lot about the internet and all things on the internet. Would you care to introduce yourself?
Yeah, basically what I do is I over-intellectualize things that are best forgotten in the algorithm. I scroll until I find something that either pisses me off or really interests me, and then I get way too deep into it. And so that's about as professional as I get.
Yeah.
Amazing. Don't you love when you can rebrand doom scrolling as research?
Yeah, this is company time, actually. Yeah. This is a business expense, my internet.
Yeah.
Well, shall we get into the assumptions here?
Absolutely.
Are we ready?
Absolutely.
That's what I said.
Okay. This is a great one. One of our loyal fans said, "My parents think I'm friends with the creators I watch."
A lot of people think they're friends with the creators they watch.
Yeah, that branch is out beyond.
My parents think I'm friends with the creators I watch because I act like I'm friends with the creators I watch.
Yeah, it's like weird. They come into my room where they're like pasted all over my walls and they're like, "Oh, clearly you must have some kind of intimate relationship with this person." I'm like, "Mom." And then like I light my candles for my shrine and it's so weird.
No, I truly get that. Especially when I talk about my favorite creators, I feel like I'm talking about them like they're my friends, like defending them, especially to someone who doesn't know them, but we're not friends.
Apparently, this is the most common assumption from older family members. So
I guess that makes sense because, like, I feel like maybe older family members, you know, the time of the internet where they were probably the most active in their life, I think it makes sense that they take the social aspect of social media more seriously.
Yes.
Because I do feel like that is what originally functioned to do, to make individual peer-to-peer connections.
Yeah.
And so we're kind of existing in a space that's very different where it's the focus isn't peer-to-peer, it's like entertainment.
Right.
So for someone whose familiarity with the internet starts and ends with, "That's my Facebook connection," it's kind of hard to translate that, I feel like.
You know, like interacting with strangers online was like a no-go for so long.
Oh, and now 100%. It's
like... And then my nana sends me AI-generated stuff.
I know.
I'm like, you told me about that.
Truly the full circle moment.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Okay, this next one is good. "My nightmare mother-in-law generally avoids using social media in the evening because she fully believes it slows down and stops working when America logs on." We're in the UK.
What?
Oh, wait. Oh my goodness. That's kind of fun. I kind of want to believe that's true. That's like hilarious.
Like it's as if it's a bus that's like getting heavier because everyone's on there. That's so funny. Wi-Fi doesn't work like that.
No, it doesn't.
That's like a kid believing someone turns off the sun with like a light switch.
I love how she's fully committed to it as well. Like, she is actively affecting her own life because of this thing that she believes. Like, she could be doom scrolling in bed, but, you know, she's choosing not to. She's, like, manifesting this for herself.
Yeah.
Probably a healthy choice.
Yeah. I feel like where the internet, like, began, where they're like, "I'm 40. And I'm learning about this thing, and it's really slow and clunky, and there is like a limit, and it was, you know, and then you like, you learn all of that because it's like, no, I've learned it all. And then it keeps going, and then they go, I actually can't continue to learn this. And so that's their.
And they kind of tap out.
Yeah, that's like, that's what they know. So it's like, actually, no, it's just kind of like unlimited.
Yeah.
And they just can't keep up with it. I know that my parents are like, they lost their.
Yeah.
Ability to internet. I don't know what happened. They were just like, she's like, "I don't know how to do. I don't know, like, open another tab." She's like,
she just deleted that file in her brain.
She's just giving up.
She's just fully like,
"What do you mean?
No, I can't learn it.
I'm Are not, you torturing you me?
Yeah.
This is crazy, and only because we were talking about RuneScape earlier, but I just had a vivid memory of my dad when he was playing RuneScape when I was a kid. He was attempting a fire cape. Back when a fire cape was like one of the premier accomplishments you could have in RuneScape, and he was like, "Everybody off the internet. Like, I need, if I like disconnect during
Daddy
this,
slime.
like, yeah." He was like, like, I'm playing RuneScape. I'm getting a fire cape. Like, so.
Your dad was playing RuneScape?
Your dad sounds like a freaking legend.
My dad is the one that got me into RuneScape. We used to play RuneScape as a family. Wow. Like, just in the living room, like, me and brother and my mom and dad, so we'd just be, like,
your
playing
mom
RuneScape.
Too?
That's cute.
This episode of Assumptions is brought to you by Stitch Fix. Shopping can be rough, even online. And don't get me wrong, I love shopping for myself. But every store has different sizes, and I don't know what's going to fit me right. I literally take so long to find a pair of jeans, and once I'm in the dressing room, they just turn my Apple bottom into a loaf of bread. I literally started buying multiple sizes of the same pants, just hoping one pair fits. And that's why I now use Stitch Fix. Stitch Fix gives you a style quiz where you get to share your size and your budget. They will send you a fix box, which, guess what? The clothes actually fit, and I don't have to buy multiples of the same outfit and pray. I love what Stitch Fix sends me. From my style quiz, they're able to totally match my vibe, and if something doesn't work out, it's no big deal. I just send the items back. Free shipping and returns, and no subscription required. They made shopping easy and less stressful, and I don't think I could ever go back to shopping the old way. Get started today at stitchfix.com/assumptions to get $20 off your first order, and they'll waive your styling fee. That's stitchfix.com/assumptions. Now get that Apple bottom back to the show.
My parents overheard me watching a video on what gooning was.
Oh, no.
They asked me what it was, assuming that Gen Z had made a newfangled definition for it. I told them
I sure did.
I told them I didn't want to explain it to them, so now they assume gooning means going up behind someone and scaring them.
No, what?
That's what they assumed it was.
You are setting up your parents for failure. You cannot do that to your parents.
Oh, no.
I hope they don't.
Watch out, honey. I'm going to goon you.
No, literally.
Like, Mommy's gonna goon you.
I hope they don't go around saying I gooned you.
Yeah. Happy Halloween. Can't wait to go gooning tonight.
Yeah.
I think in the same way that, like, technology has accelerated in progression, I feel like etymology is also experiencing the same thing. Yeah. Where, like, it's always been a thing that, like, oh, these kids these days, they're coming up with these newfangled terms. Right. And it's like, that's very normal. But, like, now the speed at which it's happening, like, I'm not that old, but, like, even I struggle sometimes. I'm like, you're digging in your what, twin? Like, what are we doing? Like, I'm even, like, struggling. And it's like, if I'm, like, in my 20s and I can't keep up, like, I don't even know how people, like, 40s, 50s, 60s can be expected. It's like, it's way fast. Like, even within the, like, life cycle of the internet, it is way faster than it used to be. Like, a meme 100%. Used to last years, like, had a shelf life of at least a few months, and now, like, something's uncool, like, 2 weeks later.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I actually,
it's crazy.
I can't help but wonder, there could be, like, two theories as to why that's happening, which is, like, remember how, like, an inside joke was kind of, like, your word? And now the internet, it's, like, friend groups and all this, it's, like, really kind of blended and been this, like, mixed space. So inside jokes or references to things like Rizzler and like Gluck 9000, like things like that would normally be in a group, but because it's the internet, like, they just flow and move so fast. Or people online are trying to come up with the next word all the time, trying to have that big, like, viral word or like phrase, or trying to sound unique and quirky. I don't know. There could be other reasons also why it's, like, accelerating like that.
I feel like both are very valid points. Cause like, especially, like, your second point, like, it's this new thing of, like, the internet being a career is very much like people are incentivized to do quick turnover type creative projects. Like, not like, oh, like, I worked on this painting for whatever. Oh, it's like, no, like, if I can just get that soundbite, if I can just get, like, 1,000 people to use this soundbite. So it's like, it becomes, because there is the financial incentive and, like, a whole established career path, I do think it kind of creates these forced jokes of, like, I want to go viral so bad. It's not even that funny, but, like, if I can just get 1,000 people to say this, then I've won.
This one's fun. Someone said, I put on Reddit stories at home, and every time Shane changes his hairstyle, my dad thinks it's a different guy.
Wow.
It's like when fathers shave their beards and, like,
the baby's like,
To be fair, that actually happened to me when I was a full-grown adult. My dad has always had, like, a giant beard. And I remember when I had, like, moved out and was, like, not living at home, he sent me a picture of himself with a shaved beard. And I was like, why is he sending me a picture of a random guy? I was like, holy shit, that's my father.
Whoa.
insane. Because he just had like a full beard for so long and seen his clean face, I was like, that's a different guy. Wow. No, that's really funny. Like, we just have like five different Shanes at the office.
I will say, I feel like I get recognized in real life less than Shane because I've changed my hair so much in my career. Like, that's my inner like theory, or maybe I'm just not as cool, and that's okay too. But that's like, I'll usually get away with, I'm taking a picture of a fan with Shane because they don't realize I'm me.
I can usually profile my fans pretty easily if they have colored hair or like they have pronouns. it's like,
look like they have
binary
pronouns.
Not binary, but my people.
I visually kind of clock when I walk into a room. Who's going to walk up?
Hell yeah.
My favorite is when someone is so like confident about it. Like, they're not sheepish at all, like not coming up. Like, I walked into a Panda Express recently, and the guy behind the counter just goes like arms up. He's like, Trevor? I was like, my dog. And we're like low-key friends now. Like, he's cool as shit. And like, yeah, he gives me like free egg rolls every once in a while. And he gives me his employee discount. His name's Edgar. He's like an awesome guy.
Edgar.
The first thing he said to me, no joke, was like, he's like, dude, you suck at the don't win game. I was like, okay, man. I was like, all
give
right.
Me a free roll.
Yeah.
Give me a roll.
I wonder if, to tie it back to the old people, to bring it back to why we're here today, I wonder if, because like the media that they watched and continue to watch are like, you know, everyone looked the same. It's like you're either a cartoon character, as in like not actually a cartoon, but it's like, you know, you're a character on a TV show. You're dressed the same way. So it's like, in the digital media sense, it's like we get different haircuts. I dye my hair blonde. You know, there's less of a, you have to look exactly this way. I mean, I'm sure there's still some stuff that
like news anchors or
right. So it's like we do look different, but maybe this guy just has Shane blindness.
Yeah.
Shane blindness is funny.
Okay, so this was another big recurring comment, but my grandparents cannot recognize AI no matter how hard I try to explain it to them.
Yep.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think that's just going to be the case.
Yeah. Maybe it's a glasses thing too sometimes. Sometimes like we get older, our vision just gets worse as we get older. And, you know, like I used to think about like, oh, why does old people's makeup like sometimes get messed up, like seem more messed up as they get older. I'm like, oh, maybe because our eyes get worse and we aren't having like that precision application.
Yeah.
So like being able to really see the details that can make it obvious.
Yeah. Well, the details have gotten a lot harder to see.
That's the thing. Yeah. Is I would say like at this point, I'm pretty good at like pinpointing it, even with like the newer tools that like are a lot more effective at like creating slop.
Yeah.
But like if I were to like actually have to sit and explain to someone like why that's AI, I think I would struggle.
Yes, it's 100%.
Like, it's kind of like it's like something like, it's almost like the uncanny valley.
I was just about
to say
it's uncanny.
It's not. Yeah, it's like something I can't like quite put into words. It's just like I know it when I see it. Like I know that this is AI. But like if I were to explain to like my grandma, like, okay, this is why this is AI, I wouldn't
a little too smooth, maybe.
Yeah.
I've just started assuming anything that I don't like. I'm like, that's got to be AI. I don't like it.
This person criticizing me, probably a
probably AI.
Gotta be a
bot.
It's one of those monkeys from Superman. Like, that's a monkey behind a computer. God. There's no way anyone doesn't like me.
Yeah. My dad will like very rarely send me something or like be like, look, like I love this video. It's like Bigfoot. And he's like interviewing people. And I'm like, so that's AI. And he's like, what?
Like,
it wasn't made? And I was like, no. And he's like upset that it's not, like, there's no like dignity in it.
Yeah.
And it was like made. And I'm like, yes. Yes, that's the lesson. But again, he didn't recognize it. He had to be told. But then once he was like, oh, this wasn't
right, like spirit.
Exactly.
About it.
Yeah. Exactly. And I think that's all we need.
Like, right. It's really hard to like either A, like explain to people like why it's a problem, or B, like help people spot it. Like, it's like there's kind of like a void of language that, because this technology like erupted so quickly, we don't actually have a lot of tools to like educate. Like, we're now having to catch up to the technology in order to like inform people about it and have the right terms to explain to them why it's bad, or you know, why it's, you know, anything. It's we just don't have that
We don't know how to talk about it yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean, unfortunately, I could go on for 8 hours about
it. Yeah, it's all of us just going like,
Yeah. Like, meanwhile, God, it's like they're probably talking about like AI cat pictures. Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Okay, this one is good. And I'm going to tee it up. There's a story with it. So my grandparents think posting on Facebook is the same as messaging privately. And then a related story is I had an uncle who is a straight man with kids comment on a Facebook post about hooking up with another man in the woods. He didn't know that we could all see his comment.
Oh,
posted about cruising.
No.
He's cruising.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Who was he trying to send that to?
Maybe the guy in the woods.
Yeah.
The woodman.
The woodman.
How do we know this was an accident? Maybe that was his way.
Self-sabotage.
I feel like you see so many screenshots of like where like it's just like an old white dude that has the picture where he's not smiling and it's just up down from here and he's just saying the craziest shit and it's like I genuinely can't tell if he cares.
Yeah, like he might have been trying to Google this. Yeah. You don't know.
100%.
I don't know what to. I think that Facebook should have like an age, like you should be kicked off of Facebook if you're over the age of 50, I think.
Where should they go?
Then Facebook wouldn't exist anymore, Trevor.
Yeah. I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but I think about it. Yeah. And I'm like, I can just see, like, unfortunately, how it's like, I can see the tangible effect that Facebook has had.
There's
going to
be some 51-year-olds that are going to be really upset.
I know. And there's some sharp 51-year-olds. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I just, like, my grandma specifically, like, I just see the tangible negative effect that it's had, like, on her life of, like, especially like, you know, when someone like just the loneliness, like she like will just sit inside and scroll on Facebook. And it's so damaging when you're just fed these things of like these affirmative things. And then you have this echo chamber of like them all just like telling each other like, yeah, you're so
valid. Echo chambers
are
dangerous. I will say 50, I think, is simply too young because that means I have 20 years left to vibe on the internet. And yeah. I need more. I
mean, Facebook specifically.
Just Facebook.
Yeah.
I've
heard the like rumblings of like, should people have a license to operate
that
online?
One, yeah.
That's my radical thing that I'm kind of into of like, I think having people's like,
identity.
I think you should have to
retake
the test.
Every now and again.
Yeah, one pass. I don't think you should immediately have it revoked, but like maybe past a certain age, you just have to let everybody know that you're still safe to be around.
Yeah.
On the road. No, but it's so funny because like my Nana like basically exclusively communicates with me now through Facebook links. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, maybe we can have a little bit of a heart-to-heart Nana.
Yeah.
Like it's like, wow. Like I just like clicked blink and I'm like, that cat was so cool. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hope you're doing well. It's just like,
man.
This one is a related one, but my parents seem way more addicted to the internet than my kids.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So this is coming from someone
I've definitely experienced.
I think
that.
There is, like, there's truth to that. I genuinely think I wouldn't be surprised if I spent less time actively scrolling on the internet than like some of my family members.
Which is so ironic because they were the ones that were always like, get off your phone. It's that damn phone. But it's like now they're on the damn phone. Like
at
all
dinner.
The time. Yeah. I was like trying to tell my mom something and she'll be like, uh-huh. I'm like, okay, come on, girl. Pull yourself together.
Yeah. No, they're on their damn 2012 HP laptop. That is incapable
full brightness.
Of yeah, full brightness, text size, like 72-point font, just scrolling.
And it started with like, if you have a Facebook, you're gonna say what your address is, and you're gonna get kidnapped and taken away.
Yeah.
And now they're like, oh, my information got stolen again because my password is 6.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no.
I think it is just like we have an understanding of like the negative effect that it has on our psyche to the point where we're like, I can't. Like, I need to limit myself from being on the internet. I could easily spend 8 hours a day scrolling. Okay, my granddad, 76, thought influencers all worked for one business and went to work together in one building every day to make content with different floors being the different types.
Oh, that'd be kind of cute, though.
That's not an unreasonable assumption, I think, for an old person to make that doesn't know much. And honestly, there are some places that are kind of right, you know, when you have, like content houses and stuff, where it's, like, 10 people living in a house and they all do their own thing.
It's more organized, and I think that would be nice. There'd be more accountability, maybe, on like, how influencers are running rampant sometimes.
For sure.
That's so funny. I love the idea of just going to like an office building that just has influencers like up on the top of it.
And we march in our little uniforms.
Yeah.
Like,
yes. Little bell.
Good morning.
Lunch pail to the beauty floor, please.
Swipe my key card in. Here's a day in the life of my work at influencers.
That's awesome.
The shit posting floor.
Comedy floor. What's that? -3?
Yeah.
I'm the CEO of influencers.
Y'all don't get windows down there.
This next one's near and dear to my heart. My dad still does not understand the concept of watching gaming YouTubers and streamers. Why don't you just play the game?
That's funny.
Yeah, I watch so many gaming, and it's like
so many gaming
videos and gaming YouTubers, especially like Let's Play, like watching someone. And honestly, for me, like when I was doing a lot of it in high school, it was like I was really interested in a game, but I either didn't like have the money to buy it, or I didn't want to spend the kind of like active time playing it myself. Mm-hmm. But like if I can put Jacksepticeye on the screen playing Resident Evil 7 while I do my homework or do something else or whatever, or play RuneScape, then it's like, I don't know, that was just really nice.
It also helps that those games are like kind of story driven.
Yeah.
So it's like, instead of play the movie, I'll watch the movie.
Right.
Yeah. Just because I don't have a PlayStation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think like watching all gaming content is necessarily equal. Like I think there's like tons of like really legitimate reasons to like watch instead of play. Like I know a lot of like people will comment on my videos because I like to play a lot of horror games when I do that type of content, and they're like, well, I would never be brave enough to like play this game myself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you make me laugh so much and you make me feel like way braver to like sit and go through this experience with you. So there's things like that where it's like the content is like difficult for people to consume like directly, so they like kind of have you as a buffer. And then also like for me, like I was like obsessed with like Let's Play YouTube in like high school because like I didn't have any money, so I was like, I want to play this game, don't have the money for it, I'll watch Jacksepticeye play, I'll watch Markiplier play, or any of those like classic OG like Let's Play YouTubers. And there's also games that are just like, they're interesting, but they're also punishing. So it's nice to watch somebody else who's just good at it get to the good bits, whereas it would take you hours and hours, or like you would just have to devote a ton of time to getting good at it just to have the same result. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I guess there is like, it can get to a point where it's like, you own this game, like maybe you don't need to watch a streamer play it for like six hours.
Yeah.
So I think it depends. I think there are really good, legitimate reasons to
100%.
So.
I have six siblings. So I grew up being the one who wasn't allowed to play, or like you had to wait your turn.
The unplugged controller.
Yes. Like, so I got really used to watching people play video games all the time, and I love it. Like, some of my favorite weekends are when I can be chilling on the couch while like Shane is playing a game and I just get to watch. Like, I'm having a blast. And also like growing up, when you get stuck at like a part and you're like, that's kind of some of my first gaming videos, was when I needed to figure out how to get through a thing, when I like got lost or something. That's where it all started. And then so on. Yeah, I can barely do some scary movies. So like Last of Us, I've never played. Controversial. I think people have thought I've played. But I watched my sister play the first one, watched Shane play the second one, like all that, because I just too scary. And when someone else like Markiplier or someone is playing it, I'm like, oh, well, I know they're going to be okay because they uploaded the video. So I'm going to survive. And they make it funny. Yeah.
I like, my whole room is lit up when I play horror games. So like, I'm not that brave. Like I have like tons of these like filming lights like up. So it definitely makes me feel a lot more confident.
Good. Yeah, I can't play horror games either.
I always have the lights off as like, I don't know, like I'm a man, I'm gonna turn the lights off and play this horror game. And then I'm like screaming, and Raven's like, you move the entire couch jumping, like because you got so scared. And I'm like, no, I'm a man. My grandma, for the life of her, can only use her flashlight on her phone if she asks Siri to do it for her. On vacation a few days ago, when everyone was asleep, we started to hear her say flashlight off louder and louder, to the point she was almost screaming at her phone.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's so interesting because, like, I think that service, like having Siri, like a voice-activated assistant for a piece of technology, I think originally a lot of that type of stuff was actually specifically developed for the elderly and the disabled. So it is, like, on one hand, it is hilarious, it is unnecessary. But on the other end, if you think about it, even though we all kind of casually use that type of technology day to day, it was originally designed for specifically that use case of somebody's grandma who can't figure things out. So it is annoying, and I can't imagine that, but like that is ironically kind of what it's supposed to do, is to help a grandma out in the dark.
That's so funny.
No, this is more of an endearing one.
It's endearing. For sure. I definitely like am grateful for, I don't know if it was just the specific generation or where it first started, but like when I was in elementary school, like second grade, going to computer class, and like Mrs. Wechter taught us like what every button was and like what right click was. And like, I felt like that helped me be so tech savvy and unafraid to explore every piece of technology I got. Like my first flip phone in 2006, I was like, I will explore every setting and learn every single thing that it means. Yes. And like, that's a skill. I feel like people now maybe iPad kids they're learning that kind of stuff in their own way.
It's like inherent when you like are growing up with it. But when you have to learn it as a skill.
Yeah. And it's like now we're letting go of cursive licenses and pen licenses and people learning how to be on the iPhone. It's crazy. But yeah, that's so interesting. That's like such a wholesome way to use Siri.
I know. It's really cute.
Yeah.
It's truly like a foundational skill thing that like it isn't really, I don't blame like my parents or any older generation for struggling with technology because it was one way and then it was a different way and then it's a new way.
Mm-hmm.
And we just luckily got to learn like the settings. It will probably look like a gear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like that that simple link that we have of all these different things, they don't have. And so I'll have to, my mom will be like, how do I do this? And I'm like, where do you think that is? She's like, I don't know, probably the settings. And I'm like, cool. Where do you think that might be? And then she'll go, oh, yeah. And then she'll like get, but you have to like go down to like the foundational.
Yeah.
Because it's, I mean, I would be so scared to jump into something.
You don't
just
break
like
it.
A bunch of buttons and I don't know.
Suddenly I change it to Japanese and now I can't even get back.
Yeah. Right. And my password's 6, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to get back in.
My mom will always say, don't do this trend on TikTok. It's dangerous and could kill you or get you in trouble. And then I've never heard of the trend at all.
Oh, that's the news doing that. That's the news going like, ooh, let's scare him.
It's right.
Like, mm-hmm. One kid did this one thing that we're calling a trend.
Yeah.
And he got hurt. Be scared of things.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, it reminds me of like the, when the Tide Pod thing was happening, right? I think that's like one of the most like well-known instances of that, where it's like, I mean, even today people will reference the Tide Pod challenge. And it's like, there was barely anyone actually doing this. There was
The reaction to it was bigger than the actual.
You would think
happening.
That everybody was just guzzling them. Like it was so great. And I think that like once again that clash between traditional media, like trying to understand and navigate social media, and also being older, an older generation. But at the same time, there being that other factor of like often like these news outlets operate on fear mongering, and so it's like it's very easy to tell your audience of like 40 years old and up and like, hey, your kids are doing this crazy thing that in this world that you don't understand, but we understand this world. So we're going
to
tell you what's going on. So it's a lot of different factors that kind of create. And it's like, I like to think that like, you know, our generation's a little bit better about it, but not really. If you think about like a drama going on TikTok, we're all like, oh my God, immediately.
Yeah. And then for years, I'm not able to get the Tide Pods I want because they're behind a locked case.
Exactly.
God forbid the grocery store's understaffed and I can't get that shit.
The best tasting Tide Pods I can't get my hands on. Okay, here we go. My dad didn't want me watching YouTube videos because he was convinced I was downloading them and giving the computer viruses. It took years to convince him that the videos played from the website and I was not in fact downloading Naruto anime parodies on the daily.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, well, I think based on our last conversation where we killed our family's home computers with viruses that I think there's a foundation there.
I bet that kid
some trust there.
I think
some true fear in that one.
Like, you don't want viruses. You just brick your computer. Like one click.
Who knows? Maybe that person who sent that one did cause a couple viruses
at
in their past.
In their life,
Maybe it was a
freaking idiot.
Dude, this computer's like steaming.
Dad won't let me do anything.
Well, it's a whole board.
And so much of media, I feel like, when you would see the internet and computers kind of represented in the early 2000s, so much of it was just like, viruses on the computer. Like, how many times is it a punchline to be like, oh, I clicked this link and now there's all these pop-ups on the screen type stuff happening. Yeah. So it definitely was a thing like
10 MILFs in my area.
Yeah.
Only 10.
Only 10.
Only 10.
Only 10. Dude, my area is way better than yours. I recently discovered that my grandmother keeps locking up her phone because she opens it, sees the number pad to unlock the phone, and tries to dial a phone number.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
That's honestly...
That's so understandable, actually.
It looks the exact same. And you can dial, well, the emergency SOS. No, yeah. If you type 911 into your passcode keypad,
do there's you like a separate little like a button separate, that you click, and then you can dial the emergency number.
Yeah, I knew there was like, the emergency like contact screen, but it'd be really funny if you just like entered 911 into your keypad and it called. I did that. Okay, I'm kind of pretty much unrelated entirely, but one time I was in a restaurant. It was a sandwich shop that we would always go to when I was a kid, and there was a telephone booth. And I was a kid, and I'd go in there and I'd press buttons, but it's like a payphone. And I one time just like picked up the phone and pressed 911. And I didn't realize that if you call 911 on a payphone, you don't have to pay.
Right.
It just calls it.
Oh.
And so then someone picked up and it was like 911, what's your emergency? And I just hung up. And then they called back and I got in trouble.
Yeah. I did that at school once.
Classic case.
At school,
you naughty, naughty children.
Nobody tells you that you don't have to pay to call 911.
They let you do it for free.
I bet we could sell this online is a phrase I heard about 1,000 times when we moved my grandma out of her home. My family was handing me scraps of paper and mass-printed books and insisted I sold them online.
Have you heard of like a garage sale?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, those work really well.
They do.
Garage sales, yes.
I clean house every time. I think there's this assumption probably amongst these older relatives that it's like, I can, buy like this Civil War book in 2 seconds. So surely we can, get rid of this crap soon enough.
Or like, they're like these Pokemon cards that, you've got a card and apparently it's worth $50. Why don't you sell it? And I was like, no one's going to buy the $50 card.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them.
It's going to sit on for 4 months. If not longer.
Yeah. No, selling stuff is like, I hate it. It's such an ordeal.
I'd rather
Facebook Marketplace.
Take it away.
Take it for free.
I really don't care.
No, literally.
I'm actually losing money by trying to sell this.
Yeah. I get more from it if I get the joy of a friend is enjoying the thing than the $15 or whatever that it could have sold for,
Thank you for selling me your lamp yesterday for free by putting it in my backpack.
this literally just happened. Raven and I are moving and we had these two chairs we wanted to get rid of and we're like, it's gonna be so annoying. What if we just put them in this kind of big lobby area in our apartment with a sign taken for free, and not an hour later
they're gone.
Yep. I saw this kid carrying the chair into the apartment and I was like, yes.
Oh,
and I didn't have to do anything. Oh, it feels so good.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
My 65-year-old grandmother is on her laptop every day watching vlogs, listening to podcasts, or gaming. She loves it and has taught herself everything. Many of her friends are the same. Interesting.
Where are they from?
That's amazing.
Yeah. We've got an educated grandmother.
Hell yeah, grandma.
That's sick.
That's
awesome.
That is awesome. I love the idea that there's, grandmas out there that are learning.
Yeah, I mean, I will say, my mom, she's a grandma, she grew up learning web design and computer design and stuff. So it turns out she was playing a lot of Sims. So that there's a generation that was all about that. There's a bunch of people like that.
Yeah.
Well, it's so awesome and healthy too. As you age, to keep your mind sharp.
Yes.
And stave off potential memory problems and things like that as you age, to continuously learn and try to keep up with the younger people in your family. And it also helps you stay connected with them too.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's a lot easier to bridge that connection with his grandma because she's so freaking with it. And so it's it makes conversation way easier and she can keep her mind sharp and continue to learn and grow. I think that there's a problem in the way that we view the elderly, that we accept, we expect them at one point to just fall to the wayside and just kind of go away at some point.
Yeah.
And it's a really tragic and horrible thing. And so I think encouraging, I think it'd be great if we had computer boot camps for grannies.
Absolutely.
Stuff targeted for old people so they don't have to feel self-conscious about younger people picking it up faster. Mm-hmm. A bunch of people of the same age group being able to literally what you were talking about, this is a gear, this is for settings, and not have to feel embarrassed. Because I think the reason that a lot of old people tend to passively consume and not really go much farther than that is there is kind of this fear of a little bit of a pride. I don't have to ask my grandson over and over again how to do this.
Yeah.
But it's I feel we should make more of an effort to since the internet is now such a big part of our society, and if we want the people that we love that are aging to stay a part of society, we need to
hold their hand and bring them along, even in this weird internet world that might be difficult for them to understand.
I feel like as we're moving forward in society in time, that will not that it's not something that I would love to have happen right now, that will become less and less, I think. Just because I'm looking at my grandma who can't even text. Sure. And then it's my mom who can text, pay her bills she can do some internet stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then once we're old, we'll have a pretty decent, library mm-hmm. of knowledge to keep up. So hopefully that becomes less and less of a thing.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
when we're grandparents, we can just text our grandkids and be like, hey, you asshole.
Yeah.
Call me.
Come yeah. visit me.
Yeah.
No, but on the.
I see your location on Snapchat. You f-
Oh my God, imagine.
That's so funny.
No, but on the topic of keeping your brain active and learning new things, when I learned that it's not just when you're a baby and it's you need to expose your baby to so many new things and show them things so that their brain cells are being they're forming and being used, because otherwise those, if they're not used, they kind of go by the wayside. And so me and Shane talk a lot about how we want to forever and ever just keep learning new things and new yeah. skills, because I'm scared of losing my brain cells.
I know.
Yeah. No, it is. It's tough, because a big thing, yeah, with your brain also. And as you get older, it's really important to have genuine human connection. Being in relationships with people and having people that you talk to is so good for your brain. And I do feel bad, because it's really easy to giggle and laugh at grandparents that spend all day on Facebook or don't know how to use technology, but it's yeah, it would be really awesome if we were just helping them more and letting them yeah. use it in a really positive way, because it can be yeah. used in a really positive mm-hmm. way. It'd be really cool if my grandma got on and played Valorant with me. actually, no, it
my
wouldn't.
My grandma cranking 90s.
Yeah. 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 Cranking 90s in Fortnite. But yeah, no, you're right. It is something I wish that, yeah, we were better about mm-hmm. being more educational and helping them more. Let's be better. Let's be better out there.
Hey.
Okay, for our last one, this is really sweet. My mom gets real mad if I don't press like on a video when the creator says to like it.
Aww. Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Like this video.
Like the video.
Like the video.
Or someone's grandma
hit
will
that
be
bell.
Mad at you.
That,
yeah.
Smack
that
bell.
No, that's, you know what
thing?
To do.
Is that thing still
hit the bell?
Bell?
It is still there.
Okay. It's still bell. Yeah.
Notifications on.
That's so sweet. I love the idea. They said to like it. Why didn't you like it?
Don't you
yeah.
like them?
That's so real. Yeah. I mean, it's such a, I'm weird about liking TikToks, because then it goes into my because I like TikToks to then show Shane later.
That's how I do.
Or if I need to save something. So I don't like liking. And then on Twitter for a while, when you could see likes, you're choosy. But then there's ones Instagram and YouTube where I'm I'll whatever. Likes for free. Take them all.
Right.
Yeah. Instagram reel shows. If you follow somebody, you can see what they've liked. If you yes. scroll across the same video. And sometimes I'm I'll get a DM from someone what the hell are you watching? I'm you're not my mom.
That's so funny.
You just hit the follow button. Let me scroll and look at what I want.
That's so funny.
I like my reels cursed. I've curated it specifically to show me awful things. That's what this app is for.
Yeah. That's your yeah. job.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, if I hit the favorite on an Instagram reel, that means I didn't like it.
You didn't see shit.
It's actually the opposite.
Yeah. You might make a guest appearance. Keep on the lookout.
There needs to be a like button, and then I just want to interact with this, but I don't know that I like the content.
Yeah.
that video game notification, so-and-so will remember this. Yes. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yes. Locking that in for later.
Yeah. Or if I really want to be incognito, I will send it to someone who I know never watches the TikToks I send them.
Ooh,
and so you're my own.
So it's a little
personal bank.
Bank.
Yeah. Yeah, not a spank bank, but a view bank.
View bank.
Well, what did we learn today? Did we learn anything?
We learned to be nice to old people.
Yeah. Yes.
Because old people are people too.
How about that?
Yeah.
Just learned that just now for the first time.
What?
I didn't know.
They are?